Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I like the direction that our country is headed in. I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome, and I love us.
It's a beautiful day.
...98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:45 on a Tuesday. Three big things. CBS TV host Charlie Rose apologizes for sexual misconduct. Wichita City manager says police will likely cut back on use of cameras to write traffic tickets. Tyson chicken plant for Kansas on hold as company moves forward with a plant in Tennessee. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
It was a stalled out vehicle and a traffic accident both that, this is Kellogg eastbound right around Oliver. Watch for a slowdown there. Eastbound Kellogg at Oliver. We've also got a traffic accident reported at Perry and McLean. One person apparently seriously injured in this traffic accident and... apparently was thrown from a vehicle. You're going to want to avoid that area again. That's Harry and McLean. Traffic update on KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com. Home of the $34.95 oil change.
Becoming sunny and breezy today with a high of 56 degrees after Monday's high of 64, cooling off a bit. North wind at 19 to 24 miles per hour. Clear and cool tonight. And I mean really cool, dropping down to an overnight low of 23. Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high, 49. Now mostly cloudy, we have a north wind at 3 miles per hour and 40 degrees. Did you know that 40 to 50% of your body heat is lost through the top of your head? See the great selection of warm winter hats for men and women at Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas, open 6 days a week. IKEA has relaunched the recall of 29 million chests and dressers following the death of an eighth child. CEO Lars Peterson says the company wants to increase awareness of the recall for several types of chests and drawers that can easily tip over if not anchored to a wall. The death of a California toddler who was found trapped underneath an IKEA mom dresser in May has raised questions about whether IKEA has effectively spread the word about the recall, which was first announced in June of 2016. In a survey of 387 employers, Bloomberg Law found that 97% of employers will provide paid time off for all or most of their employees on Thanksgiving, while 78% will give employees a fully paid four-day weekend. How about that? Way to go. Still, the nationwide survey found that one in three employers will require at least some employees to work on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's the way it always is. Employees
seems that way, yeah.
Responsible for service and maintenance or security and public safety support are most likely to be required to work on Thanksgiving, the survey found. There are certain jobs that have to be done.
Sure, yeah.
I got a feeling most of the – any dairy farmers are – probably not going to forego milking their cows for a day or two.
Yeah.
As an example.
They won't forego the dinner, probably. Not but
the
I
dinner,
imagine
yeah, they'll, yeah. They'll probably go out and stuff. Yeah, go out and milk the cow anyway.
Of course, there's plenty of retailers out there that are open just because they want to get, you know,
we were talking about that last night.
Sales going.
Last night, my wife and I, my daughter-in-law, talking about shopping and how people are going to be shopping over Thursday and Friday. U.S. stocks rose Monday as a mix of smaller U.S.-focused companies, technology firms and banks climbed. Drug makers struggled, which limited those gains. Realtors and smaller companies rose for the third day in a row as their latest quarterly reports have investors feeling better about the U.S. economy.
Hmm.
Standard & Poor's 500 index picked up 3 points, while the Dow advanced 7 points. NASDAQ Composite also advanced 7 points. An auto safety group is asking the government for a recall of Chrysler Pacifica minivans over complaints that the engines can stall without warning. That could be bad. Center for Auto Safety petitioned the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration Monday, asking for an investigation and a recall of 150,000 minivans from the 2017 model year, this model year. Group says over 50 people have complained to the government about stalling, and Fiat Chrysler has not been able to fix the problem for them. Some have complained that the vans have stalled several times. So there you go. It's the Chrysler Pacifica van we're talking about here. Nebraska regulators have approved a Keystone XL oil pipeline route through the state, breathing new life into the long-delayed $8 billion project. However, the chosen pathway is not the one preferred by the pipeline operator and could require more time to study the changes. Janet Yellen has submitted her resignation from the Federal Reserve Board to President Donald Trump, announcing that she will leave when her successor is sworn in as Fed chairman. And Colorado regulators have issued an $8.9 million fine against Uber's parent company for allowing employees with serious criminal or motor vehicle offenses to work for the company as drivers. KNSS News Time now, 7:51. Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Tuesday, November 21st. It's time for our Wichita Business Journal update. Is Bill with us, Jed? Okay. Bill Roy, of course, with us here for talking about the Tyson Chicken Plant. And some more news about that coming out this morning, right? Good morning, sir.
That's right, Steve. Hello. Tyson Chicken Plant in Kansas on hold anyway. The company announced Monday that it would move forward with a plant in Humboldt, Tennessee. That's about 95 miles east of Memphis. A Tyson spokesman told us that the company may still have interest in Kansas, but those plans are put on hold while the company focuses on the new facility in Tennessee. A fast casual restaurant chain taking a look at Wichita. Clay Carlson is vice president of franchise development for Cool Greens. That's in Oklahoma. He says the company would like to move into Wichita soon, perhaps in the next year. The chain offers healthy options like salads, wraps, quinoa bowls, and flatbread sandwiches. Carson is from Arkansas City. And Textron has paid back a $500 million loan from the Export-Import Bank 2 years early. The 10-year loan authorized in 2009 was to help fund aircraft exports from its facilities in Wichita and the Bell Helicopter site in Texas. The funding enabled the delivery of about 150 aircraft. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, of course, Thanksgiving Day right around the corner. What, 2 days off now, right?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Of course, we're thinking about delicious turkey stuffing that is a traditional part of Thanksgiving dinner. Now, whether the cook chooses to stuff the bird with crusts of bread, onions, celery, herbs, and spices, or prefers to prepare a similar dish alongside the turkey using the drippings to moisten the dish is personal preference. The difference is the first is called stuffing. The latter is referred to as dressing. Did you know that?
Dressing.
Yeah.
Interesting. I had not thought of that.
You learn a lot of great things when you listen to Steve and Ted. valuable
That's
information.
Right. Seeing stuffing and dressing.
Did an interview, of course, in our Mondays with the Mayor, with Mayor Longwell. And one of the things he stressed was that the city and everything they're doing there, they're looking to recruit talent, he says. They're looking to find people out there in the business world who would like to come to Wichita and talented people. As if we don't have enough talented people here already, with people like you and me.
Well, we got a bunch, but we've got plenty of room for more talented people to come in and take positions here.
That's the thing about it. With talent, and we're using this term to, you know, people like us who are cut above everybody else.
Of course.
No, when you're talking about talent, there's always room for talent. We'll find a way, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Who's the most
talented? And we want to retain them, too.
Who's the broadcasting talent, the most talented broadcaster you've ever known? Who is that?
Oh, my gosh. Holy smoke. Is it wide open? Can it be national, too?
No.
Charles Osgood.
Have you ever met Charlie Osgood, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
CBS commentator?
I met him at a speech up in North Central Kansas.
Wichita several years ago. He was a great guy.
Yeah,
it was a good broadcast.
I had him sign a baseball for me.
I had him sign a photo for me. Yeah. You know, we're just like twins or something. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. Twin sons of different mothers, I think.
All right, Bill. Thank you. We'll check again with you.
You bet.
Next hour, it's coming up on 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. 8 o'clock, we've got the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A complete look at today's news, including a fire forcing an evacuation of an Augusta nursing home. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.